It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com. Our live coverage of the 2020 season is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Additional sponsors include Trips Auto Shop and Trip Ceramic Pro, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, the Jim Winter Auto Group, Grimes Plumbing, County National Bank, HB Fuller, American Title Company, the Shamrock Bar, Fuller's ChemDry, OmniSource, the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, the Jackson YMCA, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Avenue Auto, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Able Heating and Cooling, and the Kraft Agency. High school football on WKHM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and here we are on Spring Arbor Road, Lumen Christi High School. The field looks fabulous, the lights are on, and we are ready for some more high school football action here on a Friday night. Brian, first chance to see Lumen Christi this year, and it's been kind of an odd year for the Titans, at least when you compare it to the past, I don't know, 7 or 18.
Yeah, I don't think the Titans are used to some of these close games they've been having.
Yeah.
Or a loss this early in the season.
Yeah, so they come out, and week one they go down 19-0 on the road at Hastings. Or excuse me, on the road at Marshall. They come back and get the win by one. Last week, they're ahead. Hastings comes down, two-point conversion, gets a one-point win. So Lumen's played two games that have been separated by 2 points. Like, that's – it's an odd start to the season for them, but it's been that kind of a odd year for everybody, I think. So it's maybe not that weird to think that they're just out of sorts and not playing – what they're used to doing here in Lumen Christi.
I guess it takes something like a year 2020 to see a Lumen Christi football team at 500
yeah.
at any point.
Yeah, so they beat this team last season 27-0, Harper Creek. And Harper Creek comes in, same record, 1-1. Last week they win 36-12 on the road at Livonia Clarenceville. And I guess I know where Livonia kind of is, but I couldn't tell you a single thing about the Livonia Clarenceville program. But the week before that, they had a close loss at Battle Creek Penfield, so on the road against a Penfield team that was a playoff team a year ago. So, we don't really know what to expect, I guess, coming out here for what we're going to see for these two teams, but we're looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, let's be honest. You and I kind of last year, in the last couple of years, kind of did a lot of the Cascades games and didn't get a chance to see Lumen too much. So it's kind of exciting to be here.
It
just feels like just a special place in Jackson, Lumen Christi football. Lots, just so much tradition. And Coach Brogan and his family all on the coaching staff. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, Steve.
Yeah, it's all the things we hear about. I saw Lumen in a playoff game a couple years ago that they dominated in, and I did come out here on we had a game on a Friday night, and I came and watched a Saturday afternoon tilt here. But for the most part, I'm just glad to be out here and looking forward to seeing what we can see. Our pregame coverage here brought to you by Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you'll need a plumber, but when you do, Grimes Plumbing's there for you. Online at grimescompany.com. We will... We're getting close to game time. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the pregame, and we will get things set up and ready to go for the kickoff here. It is Lumen Christi hosting Battle Creek, Harper Creek on WKHM, and we are online around the world tonight at WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, we are live at Lumen Christi High School tonight. Interstate 8 football action, the Titans hosting the Beavers of Battle Creek, Harper Creek. You know, Brian, I was thinking, the last game that we did together before the pandemic was at Harper Creek.
We were in Harper Creek for that.
Yeah, so.
We got the news.
That was kind of the last game. We weren't sure we were going to even go to that game. We got that done, and then that was the last time before we came out. So glad high school football. A delayed start, but here we are at Lumen Christi High School, and the Titans getting ready to take the field over in the corner of the end zone. Our pregame coverage brought to you by Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you'll need a plumber, but when you do, Grimes Plumbing's there for you. Online at grimescompany.com. Hey, also, new sponsor on tonight, the player of the game for Schlenker Sandwich Shop.
Ooh.
So I think whoever gets named player of the game, a little incentive, because they might get a... They might be getting a sandwich.
A little burger over
burger
there.
Action, yeah.
Oh, man.
Sirloin burger.
I might name myself player of the game.
You've got a shot. You got a good shot at it. So the Titans go get to the field, and it's nice to see the the players out here at Harbor Creek seem to be able to match them for size, seem to be able to match them for numbers, and we'll just see if they can match them in talent and play calling and all the other execution.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, our programs that we have here today, actually we got to give a little shout-out to one of the Lumen helpers, because without him, we'd not have a program.
Yeah, did you take note of his name?
I did.
I just can't find which note it was on.
Yeah, well, you know, I like the build up.
We're going to build up,
and you know, right. We don't want to give them credit too early in the broadcast. But yeah, the programs, though, no heights, no weights, so we're just kind of going by the eyeball test up here. But you're right, Harper Creek looks like they have some big kids as well. Match Lumen in the trenches, and as we know, that's usually where the games are won and lost. So
we saw that a week ago with Monroe and Jackson High, and we'll see what we can get tonight with the Titans and their opponent, Battle Creek, Harper Creek, the Beavers, coming out here. And Harper Creek, usually a pretty good program overall, and we're looking forward to see what they got. Join us next week when we will be broadcasting from Jackson High again. Adrian will be in town for the Vikings, and then the week after that, we've got this Lumen Christie team heading out to Western High School to take on the Panthers, so that's going to be a highly anticipated matchup there, too. Western off to an undefeated start this year. Let's go ahead and take two more minutes here on the pregame, and then we will come back with the kickoff. Again, it is the Lumen Christie Titans, the Battle Creek Harper Creek Beavers on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com, and tell your Alexa speaker to play News Talk 970.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask you to please rise and remove your hats as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem here at Lumen Christie High School, as the teams will get some last huddle ups, maybe get themselves hyped up a little extra, and then get ready to take to the field here tonight. Glad to be joining you from the field here.
Yes, Steven, it's kind of to my understanding, a homecoming tonight for Lumen Christie.
Oh, really?
Which I guess due to all the circumstances, we might not have the same hoopla that surrounds it, but if my sources are correct, and I believe they are, a quick shout-out to star defenseman number 9, Brody Dalton, as the Lumen homecoming king. So let's see if he can back up his crown with a good performance tonight.
Yeah, you gotta go out there and represent for the hardware when you're voted homecoming king. Kind of I'm sure it's a different homecoming feeling than they've had ever before, but what the heck, the whole year's been different. Let's get 12 minutes on the clock and do the thing that feels normal, and that's watch some high school football here. Lumen Christie set to receive and back to take that football out of the air will be Nicholas Wilson and Connor Fitzpatrick back inside the 5, down to about the 3-yard line where they're lined up. Kicker for Harper Creek is number 19, Paul Gielen, senior kicker. He's lined up standing just beyond the 30-yard line. Ball teed up on the 40. hand in the air, just waiting to trigger the attack here. Really loading up there.
Yeah, just waiting for that whistle.
Takes his stride. There's the boot. It's a high end over end, and they're going to field it at the six. And right up the center, has a seam, gets out to the 30, lost the football. It's on the deck, and it looks like Harper Creek got on it. They're signaling that they do have it. And just seemed to get knocked away from Wilson, and Harper Creek gets it on the recovery is Gavin Carr. And just like that, Lumen Christie with the turnover. And from those we've spoken to, that's the kind of miscues that got them into the situations they were in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. We like you said, we didn't get the chance to do the game, but that's what we're hearing. Turnover bug is biting Lumen right now.
Harper Creek huddled up here. They'll take over possession in Lumen territory at the 33-yard line. They come out in a shotgun set. Two wideouts. The back goes in motion out of the backfield, and we get a flag before anything can happen. They're going to call Lumen Christie for a neutral zone infraction.
Taking the snaps here for Harper Creek, junior Ben Schaefer, 6'4". Fairly
nice
tall
size,
drink
sure.
of water, yeah.
We expect to see a healthy dose of Julian McCray running back here. He's in the backfield. Goes in motion now out of the backfield, and they'll pass it out to him. Quick out, and he's out there just one-on-one. And Lumen with a nice open field tackle for the Titans from Jason Bradley, but not before he gets about 6 yards on the first down play. That's kind of a nifty play because there's no defender over there. He just kind of rolls out and just stops, and the QB hits him there, and he can get out in space. And if they're not ready to be good tacklers, that's a first down and maybe more. As Harper Creek now second down and 4 from the Lumen Christie 27. And there's a QB keep, designed run play, kind of a naked bootleg. And Lumen Christie sniffed it out and stopped it. So it'll be third down and about 4. He might have even lost a little bit.
Yeah, Jason Bradley there first on the tackle again.
I'll say take away a yard and make it 3rd and 5 at the 28. Good job by the Lumen defensive line. They were in there immediately, particularly number 24, Ralph Golden.
And Ben Schaefer at 6'4", quarterback. Again, I'm not sure if that was a design run or a broken play, and I'll apologize later if he changes my mind, but didn't look like it was the most nimble of athlete.
Yeah, and he's kind of lanky there.
Yeah.
Well, we get a timeout from Harper Creek. I think they feel like this is a big play with 10:41 to go, tied at 0. So let's take 30 seconds and come back with a third down play on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3rd down and 5. Harper Creek lines up under center. And the wing coming around on the jet sweep. He cuts it upfield. He gets to the 25, but I think he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker, bringing up a 4th down. And I'd say 1.5 here for Harper Creek. Nice play, but again, the open field tackling so far for the Titans has been pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm sure Harper Creek right then knew this was 2-down territory, so I'm sure they were just hoping to get 3, maybe 4 yards, get close to make this 4th down a little more manageable, and they did.
So they'll kind of go with a big set here, 2 tight end formation, 3 backs. Little misdirection here. We'll see which guy gets the ball, and this is one of those times you got to win the battle in the trenches. They go right to the fullback. On the dive, he might have gotten there with the forward progress, but I think the Titans stopped him.
This sure looks like he's going to be
see the spot.
A half yard short.
No question, the Titans offense goes right out onto the field, and so the defense, after a mistake on special teams, holds up, gets the stop, and the offense can go out and try and get them a lead here in their first offensive possession. Now, I've been told that Lumen Christie, through the first couple games, had been starting Caden Buschinski at quarterback, and that over the course of the week, they've switched to Teddy Allers on the backfield there at QB. And sure enough, Allers is there as the signal caller for the Titans. He's under center. And there's a handoff to Hampton right away. Going busted outside. Good pursuit by the Harper Creek Beavers as they keep him to just a couple of yards. Basil Hampton on the carry, and he looks spry out there, but that was a nice job to string out the play and kind of keep contained on the end.
Yeah, I've seen Basil for many years, even as a youth within the basketball world, and always was a great athlete, could always just run a little faster and jump a little higher than other kids that he seemed to be playing against, and definitely has some shiftiness to his game.
Now a tight formation here for the Titans. Down fullback, and they do give it to him. He tries to bounce around a tackler. Nice footwork there to get past that tackler, who could have had him stop for no gain. Instead, he goes ahead for about 4 yards on the carry to the 32-yard line. Simpson. Maybe not 32 and a half, so that's going to bring up third down and short for the Titans. Positive yardage, just eating up chunks and wearing down clock. We're at 8:50 to go first quarter, still scoreless. Titans first possession here, and 2 for 2 on positive yardage plays.
That was a good little 4-yard pickup by Cole Simpson, and then he was met by Merritt Wilson, who we've been told is a Harper Creek defensive stopper.
I formation here with one out, and they go to the fullback again in the carry, past the first down marker to the 35, and maybe the 36 there on the carry is Brendan Daly. And a nice play by Daly, Titans first down, as you probably can pick up here in the mic, the announcer here, Mr. Putra, who also set us up with these rosters we needed. Nice to be out here, cheerleaders on the track here at Lumen Christi, all sporting their masks and their bright gold pom-poms. And I like, you got the cheerleaders out here making cheers, you got the crowd answering right back. It's been fun. It's a nice atmosphere here. A little cooler temperature. It feels like a fall football Friday night. Titans at the line, first and 10 from their own 35. And into the shotgun. Aller's got it. He's going to keep. And look, he gets through the line to the first down marker toward midfield. On the 15-yard carry, Teddy Aller's, and it looked like a little trouble grabbing the snap, and I don't know if that was the design of the play or if he just realized he needed to bail, but a nice quick first step for Aller's, and he got up to speed quickly, and they do stop him just shy of midfield at the 49, but a nice 14-yard carry on first down for the Titans.
Yeah, I think that was a design fake to Hampton there and just kind of bobbled it. And sometimes those bobbles even just kind of freeze the defense for a second. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they actually work out, and I think that was the case.
Aller's under center. Hampton, the deep back, takes the pitch, going to the left side, looks to cut up. Now he's getting to get to the edge. Busts through the line. Well tackled there at the 45, but gets about 6 yards on the first down carry. And now you're starting to feel a little momentum with this Titans offense. Great play calling, too, here. A lot of variety of formations, Brian, that we don't see from a lot of other schools.
Yeah, well, that kind of is the Brogan family tree. I see. I know Herb's son Sean is the offensive coordinator, and his another son Shane coaches the defensive backs. Kind of got a family affair, so you can bet around the dinner table a lot of plays being discussed and figuring things out.
I think they're drawing up plays in the mashed potatoes. Second down and 5. Aller's under center, and there's a fake. He's going to keep it rolling out left and snuffed out there. That was a great defensive play by Chris Castle to stop the momentum for Aller's. Bring third down at about 5 for the Titans.
And that little naked bootleg fooled kind of me, but it did not fool Chris Castle. He was there ready.
Well, you're playing on the end there. You got to keep contained, and he was holding that spot. And Aller's was unable to juke around him, and good open field tackle. Titans now a third down and manageable, but this is their first play where it feels like they've got to do something or else they could be in danger of seeing this drive come to an end. But they have, if nothing else, Brian, feels like they flipped the field position a little bit after the turnover on their first special teams play. Aller's under center, takes the snap, fakes to Hampton, and then rolling out. Looked like he was maybe going to tear a pass on the play, but there were a lot of Beavers in the backfield with him. He's lost, tackle for a loss of about 4. So bring out 4th down and 9, and I think you're going to see the special teams come out and punt this one away.
Yeah, good recognition by Easton Colasa. It just looked, came in unblocked there off the right side of the line.
So the Beavers send Castle back to return.
Chris Castle on 10 feet.
And they block it. Look at that play.
Block
punt, and he comes away with the football and pulls it down to the 30-yard line, and Harper Creek once again will start with field position deep in Lumen territory.
Well, on that third down play, I mentioned Easton Colossa came unblocked. He's unblocked again, coming from the same part of the line, and just snatches the punt right off Dalton's foot.
So the Beaver offense comes out on the Titans' 30-yard line. And against special teams right now, the issue for the Titans, a fumbled kick return and now a blocked punt. And on first down, it's a handoff on the jet sweep for the Beavers, and he's stumbling and slides down for about a 9-yard gain. On first down, it's William King. Thanks to our Kent Citizen, Brian had a paper blow away.
Nice.
Ehlers. Ehlers, the QB, getting a pronunciation correction.
Oh, Ehlers. Gotcha.
Ehlers. We'll make sure we get that right for the Titans QB. Meanwhile, second down, and didn't go as far as I thought. They get about 7 on the first down play. And now a pass out again. This time he's able to break contain, gets out to the 20, down to about the 17 before he's knocked out of bounds. The same play that we saw in that opening drive, Brian, the running back just kind of leaks out. Julian McKay in motion, leaks out into the flat. QB turns and hits him, and there's no defender for about 5 yards, and this time he did get around the defender that got there first, and pretty good gain down to the 16 for the Beavers, first and 10.
Yeah, the first time they tried that, Jason Bradley made a sure tackle that time, just kind of lost his footing, and he got by Bradley and turned that into a first down.
In the red zone here, Beavers out of the shotgun now for Schaefer. Sending player in motion is Castle. And now they try to go right to the right side. The Lewin Titans defense stops that one for a loss. It's going to be second down and about 12 now for Harper Creek.
Yeah, that was big Wally Gilbert for Lumen Christie. Kind of shot through the offensive line and wrapped up Schaefer before he could even get any momentum.
A couple of nice big kids there on the Lumen defensive line trying to hold their positions. Still scoreless, 3:43 to go first quarter. Harper Creek with the ball, second and 12 from the Lumen Christie 18. Out of the shotgun, Schaefer to throw. Gets through the receiver's hands. In danger of being picked off, but it does drop to the floor. Intended receiver on the play, Gavin Carr.
Yeah, right now, Steve, correct me if you think I'm wrong. I've always thought of Lumen Christie, I'll kind of make a parallel. They've kind of been like Tiger Woods. Whenever you're going against Tiger Woods, everybody seems to kind of fold and be intimidated. I don't know if this one-on-one start or, you know, 2020, but feels like Harper Creek is coming out ready, not intimidated, even after a big loss last year. They're ready to give it to them and see what Lumen's made of.
Big play opportunity here for the Titans defense. Third down and long, which seemed like a passing down. Schaefer's under center with two backs. Pitches out to the right side. He's got some room to run. Now with momentum, he's knocking down the first down chain marker. And we'll see where they spot it, but it looks like he got enough to go. Probably 13 on the play for Julian McKay. And I'm waiting for the signal. No, it will come up short of the first down, fourth and about 1.5.
From here, you're right. I thought that was a first down, and I was thinking Coach Brogan will not be happy about that. You get him in a third and 12, third and 13, you'd think a little easy pitch would be easily defendable. McKay kind of scooted through there untouched for the first 5 yards.
Yeah, it was well blocked. They set it up the way they drew it up. Now big formation, and on the short down play again. This time it looks like Harper Creek got it. Lumen Christie was able to stand them down on their first possession. This time I think they got the first down distance. They're going to mark it just short of the 5-yard line. Nose of the football will be leaning on that marker. And first and 10, or first and goal, excuse me, fresh set of downs for Harper Creek. 3:17 to go first quarter. Our first quarter of the game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. This time has run out really quick. This has been a short first quarter, but we'll thank Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. If you really need them, you got to get in touch with them. We'll tell you why. Here's a pitch out on first down. Getting to the edge. The race is to the corner, and the Titans win the race, but not before it. A couple more yards for Castle and Harper Creek. real close to that goal line.
Yeah, Cole Simpson did a nice job to save that touchdown for Lumen Christi. Kind of got him by the shoestrings.
So Mike Konopacki will personally come unclog your drain anytime, day or night, if you have a problem. That's the Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning promise. They open drains others can't. We're glad to have them on board as our title sponsor for all of our high school football this year, and our first quarter sponsor every game as well. So this short first quarter, as both teams have really, we have no scores, and both teams have running plays to keep the clock running. And here we are with only 2:20 to play in the first quarter. Harper Creek knocking on the door, second and goal from the two. They're signaling touchdown on the dive play. The official agrees, and we have our first score of the game, 6-0. Touchdowns brought to you by Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning.
So does Julian McKay get something from Aspen for being the first touchdown? Is that part of the deal or not?
No, he just gets to know that they're always on time or you don't pay a dime. He knows that you can sleep easy knowing that, I think. That's a comfort. So got that going for you, which is nice. Extra point attempt here by Harper Creek. 6-0, make it 7. They do, it's through. 7-0, the Beavers take the lead here in the first quarter of our game, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We'll take 30 seconds and come back with a kickoff and see if that Lumen Special Teams can make something happen on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 97.
That led to great field position for the Beavers. Titans will try to answer here. The kickoff coming and back to return. I bet Nicholas Wilson would like to atone for that early fumble with a big return. He's not going to get a chance. It goes to the other side of the field where it's picked up at the 15 and cut into midfield. Dodge a couple tacklers. Nice footwork. There were just too many Beavers coming his way. Connor Fitzpatrick on the return.
I believe you'd say even that was a colony of Beavers.
Is that?
Do you realize that we're not here just to give football information, but to educate?
Yeah.
And that is a group of Beavers, would be a colony of Beavers.
Colony of Beavers.
That is. Yeah.
Now, is that something that you already knew, or did Dave Rosenau teach you that in the sixth grade?
You know, I'm not sure where I picked up that nugget.
First and 10 for the Titans from the 25-yard line. They go with a tight formation here. One of the backs in motion, and they're going to give it to Hampton to the right side. Cuts it in off tackle over the 30 and drags the defense for 5 more yards to the first down marker. Give them 11 on first down. First and 10 for the Titans. Big play there. We have an out-of-town score to check for you. Grass Lake with the early 7-0 lead at Hanover Horton. Cascades Conference duel there. Still 7-10 to go in that first quarter. Meanwhile, we have minute 46 to play here in our first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
That was an impressive run by Hampton. I knew he had some shiftiness to his game, but I didn't know he had that kind of power, but he drug a colony of Beaver with him.
They just jumped on his back. And on the first down play, here's another nice run by the Titans. This time, Cole Simpson with the carry just to dive up the middle, but he dodges the tacklers all the way down to about the 45. Second down and less than a yard to go here for Lumen. And again, the offense had a little rhythm going on their first possession, and they kind of died out once they got into Beaver territory. But now, again, finding that momentum, maybe even a little stronger here, and with a little more urgency, I think, down by 7. With minute 2 to play here in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning first quarter. Hand off to Hampton again. He cuts it back up the middle. He's got room to run now. What a move there at midfield. Spins out of a defender's hands down to the 30, to the 25. What a run by Hampton. Shifty footwork. He cut past two or three guys and then spun away from a final defender. Carries it. That's got to be 30 yards on the carry for Hampton.
Did Hampton have two spins there or three even? He looked kind of like my washing machine.
When the extra spin cycle there and for the extra yardage, put the football on the 26 in Beaver territory, and Lumen's got momentum building right now with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They'll get at least one more play in here as the clock continues to run. Ehlers under center. Hampton's getting a breather. Ehlers hands off again. Going up the right side, now trying to cut through the defense. Gets back to the 25, but not much more. And that is Simpson on the carry.
And that should take us to the end of the first quarter.
And the last few seconds will tick off. 7-0 Beavers at the end of one. Titans driving. First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Call Mike Konopacki. He'll come open that drain for you personally. That's the kind of Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning touch you're going to get when you call them. Let's take a one-minute break and get back here with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 12 minutes up on the clock. Second down and nine for the Titans. Ehlers takes the snap. It's a little high. He's running away from three Beavers. And another one in a helmet-to-helmet contact there as Ehlers goes down hard. The flag comes in. What a hit. Ehlers pops right back up. But that was a lick. He's going to lose a yard and get his cage rattled a little.
So big hit there by William King. Did you think that was an illegal hit? You said helmet to helmet. I didn't know if he really got him helmet to helmet. That looked like an old fashioned.
Right. You get your. It was face mask to face mask. But like you said, it was the way they taught you to put. He was trying to put his helmet into the chest and take him down. It wasn't any way like a spear or diving tackle or anything. No, but that helmet to helmet contact will get that flag out.
Which I always think that has to be very difficult for defenders. You're trying to bear in, make a tackle. If someone lowers their head, your head's already low.
There's the handoff to Hampton on first down. And he finished that runoff backwards. Gets inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. Hey, I have to correct myself. It's Mark Konopacki from Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. I call him Mr. Konopacki, so I wasn't even sure of his first name. The guy's a... You know, he's a baller. He's a shot caller. And so it's Mr. Konopacki to me.
Yeah.
But Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, fine sponsor. We're glad to have him on board for high school football all the time. Second quarter is actually brought to you here by our friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Second down about five for the Titans under center Ehlers. Gives to the fullback. Dives into the line. Gets to about the five. He's spun down. We'll see where that forward progress got him. But we got, I think it looks like about third and one.
And I mentioned Merritt Wilson for the Beavers, kind of leading the defense. That's his fourth tackle, second in a row.
So we're down on the 6-yard line. So it'll be third and about 2.5. Titans come out a little more wide open formation, kind of a pro formation with two wideouts. Gives to Hampton, has to dodge a defender in the backfield. Into the line, takes it out wide, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Basil Hampton with a carry. He had to dodge a defender about a yard in the backfield, and once he got away, he cut it to the outside. It was a race to the pylon, and nobody had a shot at him. As the balloons go into the air here, the golden green balloons flying away for the touchdown. The spectacle here at Lumen Christi.
I'm not sure what's more beautiful sight, the balloons flying away or that run by Hampton, because that was a beautiful run.
Yeah.
Again, kind of bounced off the first tackler and dove for the pylon.
10:20 to go here in the second quarter with the extra point pending. Titans can tie it up here. Snaps a little high, gets the hold down. The kick is low, and it hits the crossbar. And incomplete. A Harper Creek player caught it off the crossbar and started to run. I don't think it's in play after that, but let's take another 30-second break after the score. It's 7-6. Harper Creek still leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
10:20 to go here in the first half. Our second quarter brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. Our Basil Hampton touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And it is, this one's going to be back and forth, it looks like, as the time is kind of ticking away quickly. Titans ready to kick it off. And back to return for Harper Creek, Chris Castle and Julian McKay. Kick is up. It's end over end. Castle's going to field it at about the 15, goes to the left side, into the line. He's got a head of steam and some blockers, and he is absolutely taken out of his sneakers at the 45. Nice return, But the end was ugly, and he goes down hard, but he pops back up, and nice hit by the Titans special teams. First and 10 for Harper Creek. Actually, to be at the Titan, or at their own 46, this is the worst starting field position for Harper Creek, and it's not bad.
Yeah, big hit there by the kicker, number 65. Saying, hey, us kickers can tackle. Don't have a name for 65, though. I think it was Jason Tedrow.
Harper Creek on the line. Jet sweep in motion. They fake it. Goes to Castle out of the backfield. He's going to get about three on the pitch. Gets a second down. I call it seven. He's at about the 49-yard line. So right around midfield again for Harper Creek with 9:55 to go here. Second quarter. Clock continues to run. And at this pace, this game's going to be over by about 7:45.
We still making the Schlinkers. Late night burger.
Now you're making me hungry. Harper Creek with Ben Schaefer under center. Castle's the player in motion this time, but they give it out of the backfield to McKay, and he's going to get just absolutely gang tackled by the Titans. Doesn't quite get it to midfield, so it's going to be another 7 yards before they can get to this first down marker.
Titans were trying to claim they had recovered a fumble, but the referee already called him down. But it was a good effort by Cole Simpson.
I said that play might have been whistled dead even before he goes down because they had stopped the forward progress. Some out-of-town scores. Coach Kubiak and the Columbia Central Golden Eagles with a 6-0 lead at Dundee. Last check, we had Grass Lake with a 7-0 lead over Hanover Horton. Third down and 7. Schaefer's going to be in the shotgun. Joining him in the backfield is McKay. Three wide, split left. Rolling out is Schaefer. He's going to look to throw. Gets it into the air, and it's dropped. Pass a little bit behind the intended receiver on the play, Castle. And that'll bring up a fourth down, and this is kind of the first punting situation.
Yeah, first one for Harper Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, Schaefer there kind of tried to pull a little Patrick Mahomes, kind of tried to flip his hips around and square up and throw it on the run. Just couldn't quite do it like the Chiefs quarterback.
Not many can or have ever, realistically. So back to punt. Standing on the 36-yard line is Harper Creek. Two back to return for the Titans. The punt gets up high. It's not going to go very deep. There'd be no return. It bounces at the 26 and then goes, takes a bad bounce for Harper Creek, goes over the 30 to about the 33. So the Titans have a lot of field to work with here, but nice to get the stop and a chance to take the lead. 8:24 to go second quarter, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. Some lovely Buicks and Cadillacs over there. I like to drive past that location and just kind of eye shop, just kind of window shop. One of these days.
Maybe tomorrow, Steve, you and I will go do a little caddy shopping.
Yeah, test drive a few things. Make sure there's room in the trunk for the golf clubs.
If we're going to talk about it on the radio, we need to know how it rides so we can really give a honest opinion.
Ayler's under center and gives to Hampton. He's going left side. Defender's pulling his jersey from behind, and it didn't even seem to slow Hampton down until he got some assistance in there. Hampton gets it out to the 40, so about 7 yards on the first down carry for Hampton, and he's really starting to impress with that running momentum.
Yeah, Cole Patty for Harper Creek had a fistful of jersey, and I think that's the only thing that kept Hampton from getting through the line and getting another 5-10 yards.
Yeah, the spot not as good as I was expecting, so they'll put it on the 39 in Lumen territory. Second down and about 4 on the play.
Tight formation here by Lumen.
Yep, Ehlers gives to the fullback in this one, and it's going to go over the 40 to about the 43. Ball carrier is Cole Simpson. Simpson and Hampton really just kind of sharing the carries here. It's good enough for a first down, and Lumen Christie continues to move the chains and keep the clock running. 7:33 to go here in the first half. And the Titans still trail by one, but they're driving again.
So apparently Coach Brogan and his son Shane, when they're sitting around the family dinner talking offensive plays have kind of decided on the ground and pound theory right now.
No doubt about it. Out of the shotgun here for Ehlers. So they'll spread it out a little bit, and he is going to throw. He's got one-on-one on the outside, lost it to the receiver, and nearly makes the catch. Well defended without committing any kind of a penalty, but it was nearly caught. Griffin Dancer really stretched out for that one, and really it was the defender's helmet that broke up the play. But a nice ball thrown there by Ehlers, too.
Yeah, Dancer for Lumen Christi. Again, we don't have the heights and weights near us, but he also a big kid. He looks like 6'3", 6'4", from here.
Yeah, 6'4", 109. Like, he's not carrying a bunch of poundage on that frame. Hampton takes the handoff on second down and 10, gets into Beaver territory over the 50, down to about the 48.
Yeah, Hampton running into homecoming king Brody Dalton. Kind of Brody out there blocking for him, and Hampton kind of running up his backside.
Third down and 2 yards for the Titans. So you get two plays to get 2 yards. I think they can do it. This offensive line has been moving the pile here for the Titans the last two drives. Ehlers under center this time. Give is to Hampton. He takes a juke move and dives into the line. It looks like he might get stopped short. We'll depend on the spot. We do get a flag in at the end of the play. So I don't know what to tell you. That could be some unnecessary roughness or face mask. Something happening while they're all jumbled up in a pile.
Listen on the stop for Harbor Creek.
End of one out at Hanover Horton, Grass Lake out to a 14-0 lead.
Have you ever seen the movie Unnecessary Roughness?
One of my favorites. Kathy Ireland, baby. Scott Bakula. Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah. I love Jason Bateman. Disappointed they are canceling Ozarks.
Oh, man. Yeah. Had a good run, though. Third down, and we'll wait to see what the call is. They're discussing it. So it's going to be holding against the Titans.
Holding against the offense.
Oh.
Personal foul.
But a personal foul against Harper Creek. So they'll assess both the penalties, but it leads to a first down for the Titans.
Let's see, they're contemplating which way they're going to go.
So they walk off the 10. And then he walks back the other way for 15. They could have just, I mean, we are in a high school. They could have just done subtraction.
Somebody could have just told them that's 5 yard difference.
Say, there's got to be a math teacher in the attendance tonight. So 6:19 to go in the first half. The Titans have a first down in Beaver territory at the 43-yard line. And they bring the offense out. Two wide receivers to the right for Ehlers. He's out of the shotgun with Hampton in the backfield with him. And Ehlers, it's a designed QB sprint. Gets over the 40, down to about the 37. Let's make it 38. Yeah, I agree with the announcer. That's where it's going to stop. And so second down, we'll get about 5 for the Titans. 5 yard carry for Ehlers.
Lumen's really starting to run up their yardage total as Merritt Wilson is running up his tackle total. I have him for 7 unofficially right now, which 7 tackles this early in the game is impressive by Merritt Wilson.
And the way this drive's going, it feels like they're going to put it in the end zone with no time left on the clock for Harper Creek to answer.
Slips on the ball.
There's some strong yardage. Second down dive to Cole Simpson. And he carries it for about 4.5. And every little bit of yardage was carrying a defender or two with him the whole way. Just kept churning the legs. Nice strong run by Simpson.
And right now, Lumen's offense kind of reminds me of one of the academies, Navy, Army, just kind of just keeping it on the ground, staying ahead of the chains.
And they're on the third down play and third and one. They jam it up the middle with Simpson again, and this time he gets past the marker, and that's going to be another fresh set of downs here for the Titans, our second quarter. It feels like the second quarter is lasting longer than the first did.
And it would almost have to, because that first one, boy, I feel like we
blinked
and it was 7-0.
So that brings a first and 10. Titan football on the 33-yard line. Ehlers with the pitch out to Hampton to the left side, picking through the line, turns on the burners. He's going to get about 5 on first down. If you can get that first down in 5 play, really opens up the playbook on second down. And they've been utilizing a lot of different stuff, a lot of different looks from the Titans.
5 for the Titans.
Yeah, like I said, right now it looks like Lumen is just wanting to get positive yardage on first, second down, get him third and manageable, and let Hampton and Simpson kind of take over.
Second quarter, again, brought to you by Jim Winter Auto Group. See their collision shop, too. And now we'll get a stop to the clock. I think we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout, Harper Creek.
That's what it is. So timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast, and we'll come back and see if we can't wrap up this second quarter. 3:54 to play. 7-6 Harper Creek leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 3:54 to play in the first half. 7-6 Harper Creek leads. Lumen Christie's missed extra point, the difference here. But the Titans have been driving. They started back on their own 33, and they've made their way to the Harper Creek 28. Second down and a long 5. We'll get the clock started here in a moment as the Titans come with a big set. Pitch out to Hampton to the right. Bobbles the pitch. Has to dive on it. They'll lose 5 on the play. Pitch was a little behind him from Ehlers. Hampton nearly snagged it, but he's lucky to save possession because there were Beavers pouncing. Do Beavers pounce?
I don't know, but, you know, had that snap been handled cleanly and that pitch got out to him, I think it was Caden Bashinsky out there really set an edge, had a good block. I feel like he was blocking a pair of Beaver. I'm not sure what you call that.
I don't know. I think you nailed it, a pair.
I think Hampton would have had some running room. Couldn't handle the pitch.
So on third and about 10.5. Ehlers back to pass. No, he pitches to Cole Simpson. Nice play call. Simpson's going to carry it to the 25 to maybe the 23. And even if he doesn't have that first down distance, it's fourth and about 6 inches. Really great play call. It looked like Ehlers was going to stop the pass. Shovels it to Simpson coming across the middle. And Simpson did the rest with some nice moves and gets it down and first down. They do say he got the distance.
Yeah, nice little twist, something we hadn't seen with the little shuttle pass, and I think Sean Brogan might get that extra scoop of potatoes at the dinner table Sunday.
He's wondering if coaches can win the Schlenker's Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. Pitch out to Hampton. They're going to string it out. He spins and does his best to save face, but a nice job by the Beavers in pursuit to shut down the run. Pitched it to the right side, and Hampton's going to lose about 3 yards on that first down carry, second and 13. Another scoreboard update. Marshall and Northwest Interstate 8, and it's a 14-7 Marshall lead.
Marshall trying to build.
Yeah.
Early season success.
And we get two wide to the left for Ehlers, and the give is to Hampton up the middle. And when he turns on those jets, he just seems to be at full speed instantly. So he's going to get about 9 yards on the carry, so second and long will be third and manageable here. About 4 yards, 5 yards to the first down marker. Ball spotted on the 18 as Lumen continues to drive with 1:38 to go in the half. 7-6, they trail, but they have eaten up virtually all of this second quarter clock.
And not many drives in this game. And I'm sure this is two down territory for Lumen.
And out of the shotgun, Ehlers with a designed QB run inside the 15 to about the 14 and 3/4 line. It's going to bring up fourth down and a little over a yard for the Titans.
So what do you think? Is this Cole Simpson time or Basil Hampton?
You know what? What I like to believe is that we don't know, and no one else does either. So you'd expect maybe you line up and just power versus power, strength versus strength, and try to get that yard. But that little shovel pass to Cole Simpson makes me think Sean Brogan might have something up his sleeve. So they go with a big set, and it's give to Hampton. He's going to get all of the yard and then some inside the 10 to about the 8. And Basil Hampton again. It's like he's like a Ferrari out there, 0 to 60 in no time. And just that burst through the line, nobody was going to stop him before he got to that first down marker. So he's inside the 10. We got timeout on the field. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll come back with the final 41.3 seconds of this tilt. Back with more on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
41.3 on the first half clock. Titans come out of the timeout with three wide receivers. Empty backfield for Ehlers under center. Can't wait to see what Brogan's got cooked up here. He's back to throw. No, he gives it to one of the down linemen is at the tight end on the play coming across. That was a very sneaky handoff to Ralph Golden. Doesn't get much yardage. Matter of fact, he might have even lost a little. But I didn't see who it was going to. Really sneaky play, but a good job by the Beavers to stop it.
Yeah, it's funny because this is the second time that something's fooled us, but not Cole Patty.
And as you mentioned, we were talking during the break that Lumen's got a couple timeouts, and we were wondering if they would go to the air with just 33.2 to go here in the second quarter for Jim Winter Auto Group. But they use the timeout again. We'll keep it here during the timeout, update some scores. We had Kingsley with an 8-3 lead over Traverse City St. Francis. That's a good St. Francis team. Matter of fact, Lumen was set to go play them this year, and just didn't work out, but Lumen comes out of the timeout now, second down. And again, this is a second and goal scenario here. They started this drive, this set of downs inside the 10. Now they're just outside the 10-yard line. Three wide for Ehlers. Hampton in the backfield. No, that's Simpson. Simpson's going to take it on a weird roll-up. What a handoff. What a play. Simpson right on the left side to the pylon into the end zone. Touchdown.
Wow. Ehler.
Bless you, Sean Brogan, on that play call. Ehler, it looks as though he's ready to roll out and throw. And while he's rolling, just kind of sneaks it into the gut of Cole Simpson, who goes the opposite direction. All the movement's going to the right side. Simpson's the only guy running it to the left. He's untouched for 10 yards into the end zone, and it's 12-7 Lumen Christie.
That's just beautiful play design and the kind of play that it makes me think Lumen Christie could maybe win a state title with play calling like
you
that.
You think this is the kind of play calling that would get you some state title hardware?
Yeah.
Maybe 11 state championship trophies in school history? Lining up for the extra point. The snap was high last time. This time it's better. The hold's good. Kick is up, and it's through and make it 13-7 Lumen. We have 26.4 to play here first half. Let's take a 30-second break and come back with this kickoff on WKHM, and we're online around the world at WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Brian Haynes at Lumen Christie High School, and the Titans take the lead 13-7 on the touchdown by Cole Simpson, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
And a good extra point kick there by hard kicking Matt Witten.
Matt Witten with the extra point, but the kickoff coming by the kid whose jersey number didn't make it onto the roster.
Yep. So at this point, you call him whatever. I think that might be, if I'm not mistaken.
Now we got a whistle, and I'm not sure.
Is that Keith Richards kicking? Is that who that is? 65 Keith Richards, I think.
Oh, okay.
We'll get it.
Call a timeout before the kickoff? They just did.
I guess you can.
26.4 to play here in the first half. Stay tuned at the halftime, and we will get the This Week in High School Sports segment.
some of our listeners are going to tune in thinking, oh, I can still catch the whole second part of the second quarter, and here we are. It's halftime.
Yeah.
This half has flown by.
Gone quick. We're not even 8 o'clock yet. And we got a huddle up here on the sideline.
I don't know if Harper Creek must have thought that Lumen might be setting up for some kind of onside kick, and they wanted to kind of change their personnel, get their hands team in there with 26 seconds. And so far, Harper Creek hasn't shown any propensity to sling the ball around, so I feel like this might just be make sure you secure this hand up, or this kickoff, and maybe take a knee and head to the locker room.
26.4, 13-7. Lumen leads after the touchdown drive. 67 yards on that drive for the Titans, and I didn't count the plays, but there were a lot of them.
14-play drive, I'm being told by our information guy.
The kick is a low roller. It bounces up. Tough to handle for Harper Creek. Gives the Titans special teams time to cover, and they make the tackle at the 30.
Okay, on the return.
So the worst starting field position for Harper Creek that they've had so far in this half, 21.8 to play, and they trail by 6.
That kickoff kind of reminded me of some of the five woods I've seen you hit, Steve. It's kind of dribbling.
Yeah, I mean, it got the distance. It got, but it didn't get off the ground. And which club did you say that was?
Your five wood.
Okay. That's definitely happened. Actually, that went farther than some five woods I've hit.
But not your hybrid. You have a stellar hybrid.
The hybrid is, I get that up in the air nice.
You do.
Out of the shotgun here with four wideouts for Harper Creek. Schaefer and McKay gets out of the backfield. He goes into the flat. They were ready for it. Pressure on Schaefer. He's escaping. Tries to get it away. And that's going to go incomplete. Great job by the Lumen Christie defensive line to put pressure on Schaefer. They were running that play that they get McKay out in the flat. And I guess Lumen's seen it. This is the third time we've seen it. We saw it coming, and Lumen did too, I think.
And I'm not sure, but it might be that Schaefer was going to kind of fake that over to McKay and maybe take a shot. But after the pressure that Lumen sent on him, I got to believe Harper Creek might now think twice about trying to run that and might just say, hey, let's get in the half. Being down 6.
They do come out with four wideouts. Again, McKay in the backfield with Schaefer. He's standing on the 25-yard line. Ball on the 30. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Looking downfield. Has a little time. Gets it away. Way overthrows his receiver. And actually, thankfully for him, overthrows the defenders too. Incomplete with 9.9 seconds to play in the half.
By Bradley. Third down.
Okay. Well, Harper Creek did not listen to me that time, and they took a chance. Let's see if this time they say that's two near misses. We almost gave the ball back to Lumen on their side of the field. We don't want to do that. Nothing stupid before the half.
Lumen leads by 6. Harper Creek on their own 30-yard line now with 9.9 in the 3rd and 10. And they go with that wide formation as far as four wide receivers, but Schaefer's under center this time, and he does take a knee. As if he heard Brian Haynes recommend it. And time will run out on the first half, and the teams will head to the locker room. Titans with a time-consuming 14-play, 67-yard drive. I might even have been more than that.
No, 14 plays, 14 6 minutes and 58 seconds.
Wow, you really have that.
Yeah, yep. I noticed those things.
You do. You're good. That's why we bring you around. So at the half, it's 13-7. Lumen Christie leads thanks to Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning for our first quarter sponsorship, and for Jim Winter Auto Group, our second quarter sponsor. And we will be heading into the halftime here. And just, Lumen looked fantastic running the ball, and a couple of, I don't even want to call them trick plays, just misdirection plays that were really well executed. One that led to a touchdown for Cole Simpson there to give Lumen the lead. And that was a nice little 10-yard scamper to take it to the house. And really, you know, you hate to have that drive if you don't get pay dirt at the end of it, because that really would have been kind of a letdown. Maybe takes the wind right out of your sails, but Lumen Christie would have none of that. And it's a nice night here, beautiful weather. It's a little chilly, but I'm getting jealous of the people down beyond the end zone there. They've got like a propane propane fire pit there with some nice lounge chairs in there. They're making the most of the night tonight, and glad they are. We're glad to be here at Lumen Christi High School and enjoying some more high school football here on WKHM on WKHM.com. I believe we're streaming the game tonight on our Facebook page as well, so you can, if you haven't tried that out, you can go hear us there. 13-7 Titans lead over Battle Creek Harper Creek. Let's take a three-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back and do some analysis, talk it over, and get ready for the second half here on WKHM, WKHM.com, Facebook page, Alexa device, tell it to play News Talk 970, and you're probably picking this up on ham radio somewhere too, so enjoy this quick break, and we'll be back with more after 3 minutes.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The sophomores were winter, the juniors took fall, and the seniors celebrated summer. The students took part in homecoming activities all week. Dress-down days throughout the week included PJ Day, Sunday Best, Fan Day, and
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Lumen Christi High School. Homecoming night tonight, and we're getting a little homecoming parade action, Brian. We've got the queen candidates in the back of the pickup trucks coming out onto the track here. So it's lovely. Every time we get to do something like this, it feels like normal high school experience. It's fun. And we already know that it was Brody Dalton, right, our homecoming king tonight.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find out who the queen was. Gotta give her mention.
Yeah. Well, by the way, while we're shouting out Lumen Christi winning, the Lumen Christi boys tennis team winning the I-8 conference today. So congratulations to Lumen Christi tennis.
Yeah, two friends of the program, the Varner boys, Nolan and Andrew Varner, are part of that conference championship.
Oh, congratulations to the Varners.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nice win for the Titans. Another title to add to their collection of banners. And as we enjoy the halftime here and a 13-7 Lumen Christi lead. We were talking there, Brian. Both teams, we think, had the football three times, maybe.
Yeah. Three drives each.
Yeah.
Just a methodical game. Just both teams kind of seems like they have the same playbook almost.
Yeah, not stopping the clock a ton. Both offenses, really the Titans, able three drives where they had something working. They stalled on their first drive, and then both other times they got the football, they took it to the house and scored. Basil Hampton, we figure we got him unofficially for about 58 yards and about 42 for Cole Simpson. So those two have really just kind of towed the load for the Titans. But we've seen Ehlers make it happen a little bit too, and his first start tonight this season, and he's handling the rock pretty well for the Titans. So things are going pretty well for Lumen right now, and the bummer for him is that missed opportunity on the initial kickoff where they fumbled and turned it over, because now they'll have to come and start out on defense, and Harper Creek will, you know, see what they can do to get back in front in this game. But fun football, and it's kind of feels old school out there a little bit. Just, you know, a lot of running the ball, a lot of misdirection, and battling in the trenches.
Yeah, I was going to say that very thing. It just has almost like a old school Big Ten. And I feel like we're at a Wisconsin Northwestern game back in 41 or something. just going to hand the ball off. And nothing fancy. You know, they'll bring both teams bringing people in motion, sometimes faking, but you know, most of the plays have just been simple handoffs or simple pitches.
Our last update from Hanover Horton, Grass Lake had a 14-0 advantage. Marshall had a 14-7 lead over Northwest. DeWitt out to a 22-0 start against Okemos. Coldwater, 14-0 over Kalamazoo Lloyd Norris. Mason, a 21-0 lead against St. John's. Portland, 14-0 lead. Mason out 27-0. And in a big game in the Lenawee Conference, Clinton and Blissfield are tied at 7. So a lot of scores courtesy of GOC coming in here at the half. Let's take 3 more minutes. We'll get the This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll come back for second half action here. Lumen Christi leads 13-7 on High School Sports at WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, T-Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the final seconds tick off of that halftime countdown. Lumen Christi, 13-7 lead. Titans are huddled up on the sideline. The Harper Creek kids finishing up their calisthenics to warm themselves back up. And they're going to take the kickoff to open the second half here on our broadcast brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. You know, Brian, last week we took a post-game trip down to the Shamrock Bar over on East Michigan Avenue. We had the tater tots with nacho cheese. I think everybody who was there was glad that we made that choice.
I thought it was a fabulous choice.
Ice cold beer, great service. Visit the Shamrock, Jackson's Spectacular Irish Pub at 1628 East Michigan Avenue since 1947. Home of the three-quarter pound chamois burger, and that's the next post-game snack.
Yeah.
A three-quarter pound burger. Thanks to Rick and the whole crew over there, Kathy and Jamie and Tessa, and gosh, I'm going to leave somebody out and then they're going to be mad at me, but no, we really appreciate them. Watch the Tigers, Lions, Red Wings, Spartans, Wolverines all on the big screen, all the Michigan Lottery games, dartboard, jukebox fun. What, we left with an extra $6 on the Keno machine.
Keno winnings, got to watch the Royals dismantle the Tigers. It was a great evening.
Here's your kickoff. It's a low liner, bounces and rolls to the 30. It's going to go out of bounds. And that will be a flag against the Titans.
Now, Steve, to be fair, I said the last kickoff looked kind of like your five would. I'm going to have to say that one looked like my driver, just off to the right slightly.
So the personnel will change up here, and we'll get a re-kick. More scores coming our way. Jackson High on the road at Pinckney tonight. 43-14 Pinckney. Well in control of that one.
I think our halftime entertainment, little Michael Jackson Thriller was being played, and I hope that's a little precursor to what we have in store for all the listeners this evening.
This time the kick rolls down to the 25, and it doesn't go out of bounds. Picked up by Castle, and he's only going to get maybe a yard. Great pursuit by the Lumen Christi kick coverage. And that looks like that tackle, Connor Fitzpatrick. And our kicker out there, Aaron Kennedy, number 65 for the Titans. He also on the soccer team, and apparently he can kick with both feet.
Ooh.
It's a nice little skill to have in your bag of tricks.
Yeah, make for a good onside.
You never know where it's going to go, yeah.
Change of pace.
So I said it each consecutive time that the Beavers got in the first half, they had worse field position, and this is their worst starting field position yet at their own 25. Snap to Schaefer, gives on the jet sweep, goes up the left side, he's going to get the first down. Collision at the 35. Harper Creek got the better of it, but they still make the tackle. It's Jason Bradley on the tackle, and on our carry was William King.
Yeah, big Will King coming through. Will runs 6'2", 205. Big kid for Harper Creek.
First and 10, and a lot of trickery in the backfield and a lot of Titans back there, too. He's going to get no gain, maybe lost a yard. I'm first down there from the 38. They go back to the 37.5.
Still, we made mention of
OmniSource of Jackson.
Kind of mirroring one another. And I think Harper Creek said, hey, that play Lumen ran earlier, that looks like a good play. Let's draw that up at half. we're going to steal that. Didn't work quite the same, though.
Second down and 9.5. Harper Creek on their own 38. Just shy of the 38. Too wide under center for Schaefer. Castle's in motion. They fake to him. Give to McKay. He's hit immediately. Tries to spin away, but the Titans have help. He's going to lose a couple yards on that one. Nice defense by the Titans to make it third and long now for Harper Creek.
Wally Gilbert just wrapped him up and came out with a little, kind of a little shimmy to him, too. A little dance move I thought I saw. I like it, Wally. I see it.
1 yard brings up third and 11.
Third and 11, Titans defense ready to go. Harper Creek still getting a play from the sideline, and Castle's going to come out of the game. Schaefer comes in, reading the play off of the old QB wrist. Special wrist.
Wally was assisted by Chunky Willis, and they say, you know, everybody calls him Chunky, but looking at him, man, I think I might call him Carved Willis.
Shredded Willis.
Yeah.
Three wide now to the right for Schaefer. McKay in the backfield. He's rolling out to pass. Penetration by the Lumen defense. Schaefer escapes, spinning away. Pursuit from behind. Nice job on the play for the Titans that caused him still to lose yardage. Ben LaFleur had missed on his first tackle attempt, came back and made the play anyway, so don't give up on the play once you're passed. And that's going to make it fourth and long, and Harper Creek's going to have to punt this away. With 9:19 to play in the third quarter, Titans are going to get the football back, and I think they're going to look to eat up about 9 minutes and send us into the fourth quarter here.
They very well might.
Blissfield takes a 14-7 lead as the punt goes away. Cut at the 35. Nice run there. Fitzpatrick switches arms, cuts it back to the right sideline. He's into Harper Creek territory, still on his feet, down to the 35, to the 34. Nice return, Connor Fitzpatrick. And Lumen's in business now. They might not have a chance to eat up that much clock because they're not going to have that much field.
Yeah, that was a nice, about 35-yard punt return with no penalty flags. It's always nice to see that. Usually it seems like there's always a hold or block in the back on one of those long runs like that, but clean for the Titans.
And now is the time where we jinx them, but there haven't been a lot of penalties all night tonight so far.
Oh, boy.
Ayler's under center here, and he gives to Hampton, who crashes into the line as he has a tendency to do, gets down to the 30 before he's stopped. Another 4.5 on the first down carry for the Titans, and they're in business again on the offense.
Yep, look for a steady dose of Hampton and Simpson.
Ayler's gets the call from the sideline, heads in. Yeah, Blissfield out to a 14-7 lead. That was a game with Clinton. That's going to be a big game that has something to do with the eventual championship out in the Lenawee Conference. And here goes Ayler's handoff to Hampton again. Patient running this time before he turns on the burners. Can't quite unleash it. He's going to get the first down marker. We do get a flag in from the sideline, as if I didn't. I shouldn't have said it. So we get a flag on the next play after I said there haven't been many flags. We'll see what's going to go against. I would expect that to be a hold against the Titans. Oh, you get a sideline warning. So no yardage on the play, but a sideline warning for Harper Creek, and that's going to be a first down for the Titans on the 21. Deep in Harper Creek territory, knocking on the red zone. A couple of nice runs from Basil Hampton.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. Very patient run by Hampton. Just kind of letting his blockers do the work and then picking his seam and then, as you said earlier too, just quick burst.
It's like he just attached himself to Dalton Hart's hip and just kind of followed him. Now a fake run and a rollout for Ehlers, and he's on his horse, dives at the goal line. Touchdown, Lumen! Fake run play, bootleg, and Ehlers showed he's got some speed. A little contact right at the goal line. He laid out and got to the end zone. And Lumen Christie puts their lead out to 19-7.
And it must be tradition here at Lumen where the third touchdown of the game just gets one balloon released. I saw one lone balloon.
Somebody who was in the bathroom or something when the balloons got released the last time. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. They're always on time or you don't pay a dime. And the Titans will come out for the extra point try. The place kicker, Matt Witten.
Excuse me?
Hard kicking Matt Witten.
Thank you.
The hold is down. Kick is up. Looks good to me. And the officials agree. 7:29 to play here in the third quarter. Lumen leads 20-7. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
McKay and Castle beat 20-7. Our score here, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Lumen Christi High School, and the Titans ready to kick off, sending Aaron Kennedy out to do that duty. And they did a low liner last time. This time he puts a line drive that bounces at the 20. Good catch there by Castle. He's got some room to run. Gets ahead of steam at the 30, 35. He's wrestled down at the 39. Jumped on his back and took him down. And there's better field position for Harper Creek this time. Three and out on their last possession. The Lumen defense starting to feel like they know what's going on out there and can shut down Harper Creek.
Tell you what, that's a subtle little play there made by Castle for Harper Creek, but that was right at his feet. And if he doesn't pick that up, that's going down to, you know, that's going to knock Harper Creek down probably inside the five.
Yeah.
Instead, they have it up near the 40.
Yeah, that might have skidded all the way out to Spring Arbor Road. had some stank on it. 39-yard line, first and 10 for Harper Creek. Schaefer under center, pitches out to McCain. He's got some room to run. Gets to the 45, maybe the 47 before he's pushed out of bounds. And you see that well blocked. Nobody touches him for about 4 yards, and then he's able to get at top speed. So when the contact comes, he can still fall forward for another 2 yards. So it's going to make it second and about three.
Yeah, Julian McKay has had some big games for Harper Creek, and I feel like they've kind of gotten away from him the last couple drives, and it's been more some kind of Ben Schaefer odd kind of runs.
Yeah.
And again, we just see him kind of galloping as a 6'4", not real fluid runner.
He's under center this time. McKay is in the backfield with Castle. And the give is to Castle on the dive play. Hit immediately, and they'll wrestle him backwards. Great job on the front row there for the Titans, and it's Wally Gilbert making the hit.
We've said Wally's name five or six times now. The stoutest man there.
Yeah, Wally making some plays on the defensive line for the Titans. And so that'll push him back about a yard, make it third and 3.5.
When you're the Harper Creek lineman and you're looking across the line and you see Wally Gilbert to your left and Chucky Willis on the right, you know that you better bring your lunch pail.
They're going to work down there, third and short-ish for the Beavers. Schaefer's under center. The pitch out goes to McKay, left side. They had some success over there earlier. The Titans, nothing doing this time. And they're battling for yardage there. That whistle was slow to come out as he was still kind of chugging. It's going to make it fourth and about two, though. Titan defense giving no ground.
Down 20-7 with 5:30 to go, I think. If you're Harper Creek, you have to just go ahead and go for this.
Yeah. And that's actually a really good spot for that play. They've got it at the 48-yard line. With the butt end of the ball on the 48, so it's really, they need to get about a yard, almost exactly a yard here.
And I tend to like things up the middle, but I think if I'm Harper Creek here, I go with a pitch again, because with Wally and Chunky there.
That's where they've been able to find room. This time it's just a QB dive. Schaefer quickly into the line, and before anybody knows it's a play, he's in the first down marker and then some into Titan territory at about the 49. Oh, he didn't quite get there, but it's enough to move the chain. So right there at the 50, midfield for Harper Creek. They'll get a fresh set of downs. 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. And again, I'm going to be home by 9 o'clock tonight, it feels like.
Or you might end up with me somewhere. You never know where that'll take us.
Yeah, I might end up at home. I'll decline.
You can't decline yet. You haven't heard my plan.
That's true. You could entice me, I suppose. Stay tuned. Following the final gun, we'll get you the Schlenker Sandwich Shop Player of the Game. Another handoff. McKay has got to have the steam. Breaks through the line of the secondary down to the 30-yard line, and he's tossed out of bounds. But that pitch play to the left has found some room for the Beavers, and McKay starting to get a little bit of running rhythm and showing why he was on the scouting report as somebody to watch out for.
But I do think we have a piece of laundry on the field that might be coming back. Looks like some dejected Harper Creek players, so.
And they do hang head a little bit as they walk back to the huddle, and it's going to be a hold against the Beavers. I guess easy to see why they get the big play then. If you're holding, if you're cheating. No.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this is right where Lumen Christi wants them, because with Harper Creek's offense just kind of also trying to be methodical, you know, first and 20 now, I think that's going to be a tough task for the Harper Creek offense. Although, I do think they will have four plays at it, as at this point, unless they lose more yardage, I don't see a punt coming out of them.
20-7, Lumen leads, 3:56 to play third quarter. First and 20 for Harper Creek now at their own 41. And this gives to Castle, and he's looking to get to that left side, and he finds a little space there. Again, gets back to midfield, kind of right at the original line of scrimmage, so I'll make it second and 10, but a nice play for Harper Creek working from a deficit there.
Yep, King Brody Dalton brings him down. Brody with some family tree here, Lumen Christi star. Dad Tom Dalton played in the late 80s, was a big football star, went on to play at Eastern Michigan. Back in the days of the Tom Dalton, Craig Smith, Lincoln Shomer days of Lumen Christi.
Dropping names here on the air with second down, and actually it's about nine, right at the 49-yard line in Lumen territory. Get two wideouts for Schaefer. The back is McKay in motion. Fakes the jet sweep. He's going to go downfield and overthrows the receiver by about 15 yards. Just put it up in the air, and I don't know if he thought the guy was faster or what, but
well,
incomplete.
I think what we're going to find is Lumen guy was holding him. I think we're going to get a defensive holding here, and that's why that timing was so far off.
So another flag after I mentioned how few flags we had seen earlier in the game. 2:52 to play here in the third with the clock stopped. Another out-of-town score update. Hanover Horton hosting Grass Lake, and the Warriors out to a 21-0 lead. I think everybody's kind of keeping an eye on that last week matchup, Addison and Grass Lake. That might be for all the Marlboros in the Cascades Conference. Marlboros? Marbles?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that on the radio. I think it would be for all the Marbles, but I mean, maybe they're playing for Marlboros. I don't think they can do that. I think that's against the rules.
Don't smoke, kids.
Yep.
If you're listening tonight. What a bummer of a prize that would be.
Yeah, just useless Marlboros.
High formation here for Harper Creek. Player in motion. They give to McKay out of the backfield. He does not have much room. Tried to follow that blocker, but the blocker didn't really hit anybody. The defense just kind of let him go by and tackled the runner. Second down and nine. Harper Creek has it on the Lumen Christi 33. Second down and nine.
Yeah, that blocker kind of whiffed, but Cole Simpson did not whiff, bringing down McKay.
Yeah, as we mentioned, the pass interference play or defensive holding there on the previous play gives Harper Creek the ball in decent field position. The Lumen defense has bended but not broken. Now in the jet sweep to Castle. He cuts into the line off tackle. Gets to about the 26. We'll have to see the spot here as he went into a crowd of players on the opposite sideline, but at 27. So it's third down and about two. Harper Creek continuing this drive. And when I thought Lumen was going to be the ones to eat up a lot of clock with the football, it's Harper Creek, and with 2:03 to play in the third, they still trail 20-7.
That's why possessions in this type of game are so important to come out with points, because I think the game's going to end, and each team's going to end up having the ball maybe six times each.
Yeah. You know, just
long drives.
And there's another give to McKay on the dive play over the 25 to about the 24. The spot's going to matter, but I think he got the first down. No signal yet. They do signal first down right there. Move the chains inside the Lumen Christi 25 for Harper Creek, continuing to keep this drive going.
Yeah, Harper Creek now, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, kind of starting to find some success out wide, not finding much through the middle, and I think they've kind of figured that out. The last five or six plays, most of them been outside now.
Yeah, those plays, just they're getting those guys to the outside and letting them pick what hole they're going to dive up, and they've been able to find space. Good blocking on the edge for Harper Creek. This time the give does go to the middle to Castle, and
Castle, the ball carrier.
You caution him against it, and that's why you got the big guys in the middle stuffing that play for a loss of 2 yards, make it second down and about 11 and a half, and they put it on back outside of the Lumen 25.
That's three times in the last four plays, too, where Brody Dalton's made the tackle for Lumen Christi. So, you know, you get that homecoming king crown put on you. You can't go out there and lay an egg. You've got to go out there and do something, and way to go, Dalton.
He's lived up to the advanced billing.
Yes.
Clock continues to run here in our third quarter. We might get one more play here before we're three quarters of the way into this tilt. Lumen leads 20-7, 28 seconds, and Harper Creek's at the line. And looks like they had to redirect the play. It's going to lead to a timeout. Somebody didn't quite know what they were doing out there. Timeout, Harper Creek. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll come back and get this final play of the third quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Lumen Christi High School. The Titans with a 20-7 lead. There are 24.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Battle Creek, Harper Creek with the football at the Titans' 25-yard line. Second down and about 11 after a dive play that went nowhere as that middle part of that defensive line for the Titans, Chunky Willis and Wally Gilbert, have started to really kind of run the show in the middle of the field. We'll see what Harper Creek does here, if they go up the middle again or if they try to get back to the outside. And on the play, fake and dropped it up. Nice play action pass play. It's going to go for about 3 yards. Good pursuit by the linebacking corps for the Titans. Pass goes to Easton Colasa for about, they really only give him about two on the play, but a nice play action fake and toss by Schaefer, just the Titan defense.
I did like that design. Colasta kind of faked like he was blocking and then just slipped out there, and Titans did a good job of recognizing and covering it up.
After three, Titans lead 20-7. Harper Creek coming back with a difficult third down play. Let's take a minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
For the fourth quarter, 12 minutes on the clock. We'll switch sides of the field, and Harper Creek will work right to left on your radio dial. Shout out to Jenko Boot Shop, one of our sponsors tonight. Andy and the whole crew over there. Should have worn my Jenko boots tonight, actually, as they hand off to Castle on the third down play. It goes nowhere. The Titans stuff the play. Fourth down and decision time for Harper Creek. Running out of time, trailing by two scores into the fourth quarter.
And that was Chunky Willis getting all the way out to the sideline. Not just man in the middle, but showing he has some range out there as well.
Yeah, to have a guy with that kind of size and strength, and then to see he's also got that agility to go with it. He's going to be trouble for offensive linemen all year long. Thanks again to Jim Winter Auto Group, Jackson Cardiology Associates, the Community Hearing Center, the Sykes Group, Ed Morgan Stanley, Casey and Amanda, and the whole crew over there. 11:07, and the clock's ticking. Fourth down and 10 for Harper Creek out of the shotgun for Schaefer, and he's looking to throw, and he's going to get pressure. Had one-on-one. Now he throws on the run, gets it away, and look at the defense there. Fantastic coverage. The Harper Creek receiver wants a flag, but I think the defense was very well executed over there. And full credit to Jason Bradley.
Yeah, Jason Bradley just came, just played it perfectly. The Harper Creek guy was saying he was holding him, but I think Bradley just broke on the ball, perfect timing, and got the correct hand up there. It was great defense.
And that's turnover on downs for Harper Creek. The defensive front there for Lumen Christi held tight the whole way and then left it to the DBs on the last play there, and they didn't let them down. The offense comes out, and now Lumen can just eat away about 11 minutes and put this W in the record book. Handoff is to Hampton. Good penetration by the Harper Creek defense, but they won't hold him down. should have had about a four-yard loss there, and Hampton kept working. He gets it up to the 25-yard line. It's a gain of about one, but he had to work for that 1 yard.
That might end up being our best one-yard run that we see this year.
He had two Harper Creek players in the backfield with him, and he got rid of both of them and worked his way back to just a tiny gain. But at the 25-yard line, second down and 9 for the Titans.
Right now, if you're Harper Creek, I think you just really sell out to this run and take your chances, because this feels like if you don't stop them, the game might be over.
Ehlers hands to Hampton, off tackle again. And good tackling by the Harper Creek squad. He does get another 2 yards, but that's going to make it third and about 7. It feels like Lumen hasn't been in the third and 7 for a while. Of course, Harper Creek had the football for quite a while there in the third. But a nice couple yards and good tackling by Harper Creek.
Yeah, there's that Merritt Wilson again for Harper Creek. I'd say he earned his merit badge.
Yikes.
Yeah, sorry.
27-yard line. And now a little shift on the offensive line for the Titans. Ehlers under center. Hampton's in the backfield. Two wide receivers there on the 3rd and 7 play. Ehlers with the hard count. And we do get a whistle. And that'll be a timeout for the Titans. 30-second break. We'll come back with this third down play for Lumen Christi. They lead 20-7 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 9:22 to play in this one, 20-7. Lumen holding on to that lead, and with the football, it feels like a big third down for Harper Creek.
Yeah, sure is, Stephen. And tell you what, Lumen right then, they tried a hard count and call the timeout. And that's something you just don't see a lot in high schools around here. But they're trying to make that 3rd and 7 to 3rd and 2. And that's why they win championships, those little things. Now, Harper Creek didn't bite.
Ehlers gives on the third down play. It's a run off tackle. And Hampton's going to get about 2 yards. 4th down and 4. And the Lumen Christi Titans punt team will come out. So Harper Creek did what they needed to do there. They get the 3-and-out possession here with 9:05. They're going to get the ball back. Harper Creek doesn't feel like they have an offense capable of the huge play, so you need as much time left on that clock as you can get to maybe break a run play, and then you're still going to have to stop Lumen to get the ball back again. So Titans in a really nice spot right now. If this punt could get Harper Creek deeper in their territory, that would be even better. Flag out on the snap. The kick's away. It's only going to get to about the 50 where it's caught. Fair caught by Castle. We'll see what the flag is.
I think they're going to get Harper Creek with an offsides, and that's going to give Lumen a first down if I'm correct. I guess Lumen moved. I guess that's why the Harper Creek guy came across the line early.
False start. That's going to be declined, so they'll take the football at midfield. Harper Creek with 8:40 to play and a 13-point deficit.
Yeah, when you're Harper Creek and you're 2 scores down with 8:40 to play, you definitely better have some urgency now, because they need, if they have some kind of 2-minute offense or something, they better be in that now, because when they give the ball back to Lumen, good luck stopping them again.
Scores keep coming in. Kingsley and Traverse City St. Francis tonight, and Kingsley now 31-17 in control there. That'll be a big win for them. Our last score update from Hanover Horton was a 21-0 Grass Lake lead. 1st and 10 for Harper Creek. McKay goes in motion. It's empty backfield. Schaefer out to McKay on the sideline. Lumen Christi saw it all the way. They'll stop it for a loss. He's going to lose at least 2 on that one. The spot's going to be right at the 48. 2nd down and 12 now. They ran that. That was the first play they ran tonight, and they've run it now 3 other times, and it was good for a gain once out of 4.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to fool Lumen Christi too many times.
2nd down and 12. Harper Creek comes out of the huddle. Shotgun for Schaefer. McKay is the back standing next to him. 3 wide receivers. A wide receiver in motion takes the jet sweep up the right side. Turns it upfield at the 50. He's going to get to about the 48. Falling down. And I think we have William King on the carry. And the tackle was Connor Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, Connor took. Connor looks like he's given up about 6-7 inches on Big Will King, but proper tackling form and
yeah. And
no fear.
That's how he ends up out there on the field right now. And third down and make it 7 for Harper Creek. This is a big third down play, though. They're in four down mode right now, trailing by 13 with 7:17 to play in the fourth. McKay's in motion. They fake to him, give to Castle out of the backfield, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe sneaks a yard in, but it'll be fourth down and at least 6 here. Official spot's going to be at the 47, just shy of the 47. So they are in Lumen territory. Fourth down and 6.5.
And I think that was King Dalton there with the tackle again. Kind of hard right now. His jersey's kind of pulled up a little bit, kind of showing off some abs.
The royal abs.
Out on the field. Not sure his pops ever was showing off his abs, but.
East Jackson hosting Manchester tonight and leading 13-6. Trojans looking to get an early season W. Back to throw on the slant route, and it's overthrown. Intended receiver on the play was King. Schaefer's throw had a little too much on it. Turnover on downs, and the Titans will take back over near midfield and look to eat up the final 6:22. Call it a night. Blissfield leads Clinton 21-14 in the Lenawee Area Activities Conference. No, what is it? The Lenawee County something something.
There's a lot of it. Alphabet soup down there. L C C A A C.
There you go.
Hey.
Sure. Tight formation here for the Titans on first down. They give to Big Cole Simpson. No. Ehlers faked it. QB run there. Gets to midfield. Not much more. 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 for the Titans.
Ehlers has shown us some good ball handling things that, you know, again, get overlooked by casual fans. But Ehlers might have wished he handed that off, because there was definitely a colony of beavers bringing him down after a 2.5-yard gain.
We're under 6 minutes to play in this one. Broadcast, of course, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains others can't. Mr. Konopacki is pledging that he'll come and do it if you need it. If you're listening right now and you're going, you know that drain is stopped up, get Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning on the phone. Mark will turn off this football broadcast and come help you. There's a handoff to Basil Hampton, and he's going to get past the 45 down to the 43. That's going to be real close to first down distance. He's signaling that he got it.
And the player never lies about that.
No, they always know. Chunky Willis thinks he's got it too, and I'd have a hard time trying to disagree with him.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to disagree with Chunky Willis. That is a large man.
Yeah.
Man,
they,
child.
They are about a yard shy of the first down marker, so he was wrong, but I'll let the officials tell him. Third and short.
And Chunky had a brother that was a decent football player here at Lumen, right?
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, might live
have
in
there been any? Yeah, say, are there any athletes with last name Willis that were any good? Cole Simpson with the carry, and he avoids first contact, gets in the secondary. He's smashed into again, but maintains his footing, and he gets inside the 40 to about the 37? 38. Let's say 38, but a nice run by Cole Simpson to move the chains. The drive stays alive, and we're down to 4.5, and it's starting to look more and more like Lumen Christie is going to, I don't want to say coast, because these yards are not coming easily. They're like a big dump truck in first gear, just continuing to go. The mud is there, but it doesn't stop. The wheels just keep churning.
I like where you're going this evening. Earlier, you know, Hampton was a Ferrari. Now they're team dump truck. I can't wait for a couple more minutes.
There's a give. No, fake to Simpson. And this time, Ehlers, a lot of room to run to the outside. He gets to the first down marker. Call it 12 yards on the first down carry for Ehlers, and they're going to move the chains again down to the 27. Make it the 26 with the official spot. Ehlers with a great carry there to move the chains, and the clock continues to run.
Is there a kind of vehicle that's kind of deceiving that you could mention? Because I thought maybe you could go with that. That was a deceiving play.
Yeah, Ehlers is kind of one of those sleeper cars. It doesn't look like it's going to be real fast, but you get under the hood and you see a big engine.
There you go.
You pull up to the line thinking you're gonna beat him easily, and then all of a sudden he hits the gas, and you hear that sound, and you go, this guy's got a motor.
One of those big 69 Catalinas.
Yeah. Buick Grand National. Give us to Hampton, reminding us why he's the Ferrari, because he gets it down to the 19, make it the 16 before he stopped. What a nice, it's that, he cut so precisely. It's like a surgeon separating conjoined twins. The precision is necessary, and he cuts, separates, and everybody survives. It's a pleasure to see, and Lumen, now under 3 minutes, ready to take this one maybe to the house one more time before they call it a W and celebrate homecoming tonight. Ehlers under center. Backfield is Hampton and Bushinski. And give is to Bushinski. On the dive play, still on his feet. He's upended. They took the legs out. He goes up in the air. Bushinski pops right back up after the big hit. It looked like he was going to be stopped for nothing, but as the Titans tend to do tonight, the legs kept churning and the yards kept racking up. The odometer continued to tick away, and here we are, second down and seven.
There you go. You know, Bushinski had first hit, didn't go down, but second hit by Big Will King, he just pulled his legs from under him.
Yeah.
Kind of a flip?
Kind of like it would have been a flip if his head didn't hit the ground. Ehlers under center. Letting some time tick away, 1:39 to play. And another dive play, and this one goes for another gain. Down past the 5 to the 3. And another new ball carrier out there for us. Who do we have on that carry? They fooled me. It could have been Hampton, actually.
I think it was Hampton.
Yeah, he's there. All I could see was the lineman that was just clearing the way like a snowplow. I'm trying to see how many vehicles I can work into the broadcast now.
Let's stick with the dump truck right now. I feel like this. Oh, and they're just taking a knee here.
Victory formation now with just 1:06 to play. 20-7 lead, first and goal. And no need to pour it on now. You've got this win locked up, and it's been done with execution and long drives. It's the New York Giants making the Buffalo Bills look bad in the Super Bowl. And no need for Scott Norwood to miss a kick. They just ate up the clock, and they got one more knee to take, and we'll wrap it up here from Lumen Christi High School. The Titans, after starting 1-1, come out here and make a statement against Harper Creek, a game that I think they were probably a favorite in coming in, but you can't take it for granted. You got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and Lumen Christi puts the beat on tonight with 21 seconds and one more snap to take. And Ehlers with a nice job tonight. Hampton, a beautiful job tonight. Simpson with a beautiful job. The defense only giving up 7 points, and those 7 points were a long time ago for Harper Creek. They went a long time without adding anything to the scoreboard, and it was a fun night out here at Lumen Christi. The buzzer sounds, and we are we're into the post game. Let's take a 3-minute break here. We'll come back and kind of run down some numbers here, and we'll come up with a Schlenker's sub shot player of the game. 3 minutes, and we're back in the post game. Lumen Christi wins 20-7 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Now back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here. And Lumen Christi victorious tonight, 20-7. And they did it in every aspect of the game. Like, they got behind early, but that was a fumble on special teams on the opening kick, and then a blocked punt on special teams that kept them kind of in their own end of the field. But once those miscues kind of ended, they took control, and they controlled the clock on the offense with a running game. Their defense made every yard difficult for Harper Creek, and they won the battle in the trenches, which usually signals who's going to come out victorious at the end of the game.
Yeah, you talk about in control. What was in control were both the offense and defensive lines for Lumen Christi. They just were in control of this whole game. Like you said, there was two special team miscues, and outside of that, Lumen played a game that I think the coaching staff will be very pleased with when they look at the film.
Yeah, they overcame the early errors to really execute quite well, and a couple times, we were marveling at some play calling from offensive coordinator Sean Brogan, because they did a little bit of kind of a misdirection or another compliment to Ehlers on, like you said, some of the ball action stuff that he did just to hide it a little bit so that they could turn into some big plays, and those were the ones that turned into their big plays. But they didn't always need big plays. What they had were chunk plays. They had 5 yards, 7 yards, 4 yards, but it never felt like, now I don't want to say never, but generally didn't feel like they were in a third and long situation a couple times, but really it was third and three or third and two, and they just kind of continued to eat those yards and wear the clock out, because it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Yeah. And we're wrapping it up.
Super methodical drives that are also just heartbreaking to a defense. You know, here you're playing Big Lumen Christi or Harper Creek, and you get them to third and twos and third and threes, and you think, hey, we got them, and then it's just another first down. Just bleeds the energy out of you.
And you're down two scores, and the fourth quarter comes up, and you have 12 minutes on the clock, and you know what Lumen Christi has been able to do on offense with holding the clock and with holding the ball. And you got to look up there with 12 minutes to go. That might not be enough time for us to score twice.
Yeah, you know you're going to get the ball maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you better score both times and hold them, and something they could not do.
And both teams had about 3 possessions in the first half. Lumen scored on 2 of theirs. Or did we go 20-7? No, that next score, did that come early second half? Anyway, sometimes we try to do it by memory and it's not the way to go, but anyway, you get out to a 20-7 lead, and it felt like Lumen just, the time was on their side, because they had been able to methodically pick apart the defense, and they do it with great offensive line play, well blocked most of the night. They did it on the defensive side with, again, that middle part of the line. We mentioned Chunky Willis, and we mentioned Wally World Gilbert. They were men in there amongst boys, just kind of pushing things around, and really, I think they took away part of the playbook from Harper Creek, and they had to start going to the outside as much as they could, and eventually Lumen Christi caught up with that idea and was able to shut that down too. I just pleased to see the execution from Lumen Christi after not seeing them for 2 weeks, but getting score updates and hearing about, you know, from other people what it was like. None of that happened tonight. They limited the mistakes, and they played the way they're coached.
They do. And right now, here's a good example. I see all the seniors out there. It's homecoming day. Seniors out at midfield as we speak, kind of kissing the turf, getting their pictures taken, and it's just a love for the game. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of what what the atmosphere out here at Lumen Christi is, just a love for football. You get out here, you put on that Titan jersey, you know what's expected of you, and have fun doing it.
Yeah, so we tried to mention all the names. Ehlers with a nice game. He had a touchdown. Cole Simpson had a touchdown. It could have been any number of players, and, you know, when we have a player of the game and they're going to go to Schlenker Sandwich Shop and have the best burger maybe of their life, we want to limit it to one, and it's the Ferrari tonight. It's Basil Hampton. He just he was the one guy who maybe stood out just a little more as a part of what was really a team effort, where you just look at all facets of the game going well. We want to mention all the other names, because he doesn't look as good if they're not playing as well as they did. But Basil Hampton, our player of the game tonight, by a nose.
By a pickle. By a Schlenker's pickle.
By a pickle on his burger.
Yep.
Or on the side if he wants it. Let's take another break here, our last break, and we'll come back and set up for our broadcast next week and let you know some other out-of-town scores that we've got to update here. Again, Lumen Christie victorious 20-7 tonight on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Now, back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, our final here at Lumen Christie High School, 20-7, the Titans, with just a clock-controlling yardage machine offense tonight. Basil Hampton, our player of the game for Schlenker Sandwich Shop. And I keep saying that name and I keep getting hungry. Big thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. A slew of sponsors on the game, so we have, you know, the people who support us every year, Able Heating and Cooling, the Craft Agency, Seymour Ford, O'Hara Construction on board with us, Certain Teed and St. Gobain, Janko Boot Shop, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson Cardiology Associates, Performance Automotive Northwest. They're going to start being, it's starting to be leaf pickup time. I got a leaf blower over there at Performance. I love it still. So stop by and see them on West Avenue, or excuse me, Airport Road across from the Meyer over there. Performance Automotive Northwest. Final thoughts about the game tonight, Brian?
Well, I think we've shared kind of our thoughts. Lumen, very good team effort. Controlled the line of scrimmage both sides. Just methodical drives that just kind of disheartened the Harper Creek Beavers.
Yeah. And it just didn't really give them a chance to win late in that one. Out-of-town scoreboard update, 35-0 Grass Lake with 6 to play out of Hanover Horton. The Warriors seize control. Hanover Horton is a team that's been kind of on the rise, and they looked good early. But Grass Lake might be the class of the league, except for we know Addison's out there doing similar stuff, and they play each other at the end of the season. We'll get that game for you probably. Kimmel 5.3. Let's see. Pinckney, the final over there, 56-21. Oh, excuse me, 56-21, maybe not a final. 8:50 left to play, but Jackson High in dire straits looking to have their second straight loss.
I'm wishing it was a final right now.
Yeah.
Get on the bus and let's go home.
At our last check, Blissfield was leading Clinton 21-14. East Jackson with a 13-6 advantage over Manchester. I wonder the last time the Trojans beat the Flying Dutch. Kingsley with a 31-17 lead over Traverse City St. Francis. Greg getting us the scores. GOC from all over the state. Britton Deerfield with a 24-0 defeat of Pittsburgh, or at least they were leading at our last check. And Jonesville had a 30-6 lead. Jonesville was matching up with, I know I have it here, Reading. So that's a big lead for Jonesville against a Reading team that's been a couple years state championship caliber squads.
I think we need to tell Greg that standing up here on the press box, it's getting kind of chilly, and he needs to quit giving us Britton Deerfield scores.
I've had enough. If you've had enough, thanks again to all the sponsors tonight. Congratulations to Basil Hampton, our Schlenker's Sandwich Shop player of the game. Thanks to Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Join me tomorrow morning at 9 for the Sports Saturday Show. We'll run down the Britton Deerfield score and any others that we have that we can get you in the morning. We'll do that right here on WKHM. Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show at 10. And thanks to Keith Richards back in the studio. For Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. For a schedule of future games and an archive of previous broadcasts, visit WKHM.com.